Welcome to Blind Level Tech. I'm Jonathan Price.
I'm Evan Starnes.
And together, we're bringing you news, tech, and information about blind technologies.
Being blind doesn't mean you have to stop living.
We're going to show you just how possible it is to live the life you want.
Man, it's so good to be back with everybody, and I'm thankful that we're going to have Muhammad on. But before we get to Muhammad, Evan, how was your weekend, man?
It's pretty good. I'm actually recording this podcast at my girlfriend's apartment. She's got this really nice Blue Yeti setup with like a boom arm and stuff, and it's like better than mine.
Nice.
Yeah, but I spent the entire weekend here. It was awesome. Well, I don't want to actually, I'm not going to say the really good news until I know it's for certain, but it's relating to her and I'm super excited.
Okay.
But I'll tell you guys, once we know it's for certain, I will definitely announce it to the show. But
okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, nothing super big. It was a really nice and chill weekend, actually. Like, didn't have to do anything.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, I spent... Let's see, as recording, so when this episode comes out a couple of weeks ago, I was in Durango, and I haven't been out there for years, and I got to experience some of the history that I wasn't really privy to, or at least I didn't understand as a kid, and turns out, like my family both comes from German and Irish heritage, which I understood, but kind of the political influence that they had on Colorado was pretty incredible. My family were lawyers and politicians and like all this kind of crazy stuff in Colorado when Colorado became a state. So they had, you know, first hand voting knowledge and working knowledge of what was happening in the state, which was incredible. And so that was neat to see. And then just the views around there and was awesome. So I brought back a ton of firewood and some musical instruments dating back to World War II era, an accordion from Germany, ukulele from Hawaii, and my grandpa's old saxophone and guitar. So it was a lot of fun.
That's really cool.
And it was very, very enlightening and enriching. So it was great. And it was a nice time to get away and relax and expand and just chill out for a little bit.
But indeed.
In any case, man, so a few weeks ago, actually a few months ago at this point, we were graced by Muhammad, and we told him to come back on the show when he had an update. And he reached back out and he was like, "Yo, I got an update for you. So we need to do a show." And I was like, "Sweet, let's do it." So here we are. Muhammad, how are you doing, my friend? It's been indeed a minute.
I'm doing very well. It has been a minute indeed. It's been quite a while.
Yeah. So what are you up to now outside of the whole, outside of, you know, what you're doing with your company? What are you personally up to? Anything exciting?
Well, I just bought a house, so I'm decorating.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. That's so it's just doing stuff for the house now. It's just been built, so luckily I don't have to do any renovation.
Nice. There you go.
But you know, decorating is hard enough.
Yeah, so
that's right. I can imagine. Oh, very cool. Yeah. Well, congratulations. That's super awesome.
Thank you.
So, okay. Tell us, for those of who may be joining the show for the first time, who you are, what you do, why you do it, and then we'll get into the updates.
All right. So my name is Muhammad Lashir. I am a product owner and a developer at Vispero. Mm-hmm. Vispero is the overarching company that encompasses Optilec and Freedom Scientific and Enhanced Vision and TPGI. And for those who know Freedom Scientific builds JAWS, Zoom Text, mm-hmm. and Fusion. And I'm on the JAWS, Zoom Text, and Fusion team. So that's what I do in my daily life, developing and improving JAWS, Zoom Text, and Fusion.
So if you have any problems with your JAWS devices, I'll give you LaShear's personal contact information and you can blow him up. Oh, not really. No, I won't really do that. So go ahead and tell us what is new with JAWS, because there were some pretty exciting things that are coming out or that have come out. So I'll give you the floor.
We have got an update that I'm extremely proud of, and it is one of the best releases we've done in the last couple of years. So this one, let's start with a Brill, because I kind of teased you guys about the Brill.
Yeah.
So we built a big new Brill feature called Split Brill.
Okay.
And Split Brill is, you know how on a screen, a sighted person can have two windows open at once. Mm-hmm. So you can sort of look at one website on one hand and a document on the other hand, and you can copy and paste between the two and, you know, reference something on the website while you're working in your document. And so Split Brill is the sort of the blind way of doing that on a Brill display. So what you can do is you can split up your Brill display, and on the left-hand side, you will have your normal focus. So let's say you're working in a Word document. Well, the focus will be right there. You can type in that document. You can do anything you want in that document. And that document will take about half of your Brill display. And on the other side, you can have different things. So depending on the mode which you choose, you can have either another Word document buffered, and it shows up on the right side of your display. And so you can, for example, reference your notes, or you can have a website buffered, or you can have all sorts of different things on that right side of your Brill display. And by the way, these you can turn these two around. So if you'd rather have your focus on the right side and the other part on the left side, you can do that too. And so this way, you can actually reference what you've done in another document or completely in another part.
Wow.
And you can work in that document. And that brings a whole load of productivity. I can tell you, man, you know how enthusiastic I was about Brill when we last spoke?
Yeah.
This is one of the reasons you can do things like this on a Brill display now. And it's awesome.
That's going to be a game changer, especially like for folks running meetings, trying to take notes at the same time. I'm sure plenty of people will agree with me. I've run into so many difficulties, like trying to run a Zoom call or whatever, but also trying to write notes in like Microsoft Word or Notepad, because it's easy and you have to like alt tab. I think this could be like a huge game changer.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. And we've built even some you know, application specific ones. So, you know, Jonathan, you'll probably know this in Outlook, where you have your mails on the your emails, your incoming emails, your inbox on the left side of the screen, and a preview of the email on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can have exactly the same on your Brill display.
Nice.
Now on the left side, you'll see your list of emails, and on the right side, you'll see that preview.
That's awesome.
And you know, and in Teams as well, you can see on the left side, you can see what you're typing in the compose box. And on the right side, you can see the chat history. And so you can sort of read along with the chat and type at the same time without having to shift tab and tab around to find what people have said. And,
very cool.
That's incredible.
You know, this feature is amazing. And it's only going to get better from here on out.
Is it limited to a particular size of Brill display?
No, it's not, although it is most useful on a bigger Brill display.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I've got an 80 cell right here, and on an 80 cell, it's amazing. But even on a 40 cell, it works quite well. When you're on a 14 or a 20 cell, you know, arguably the real estate becomes way too precious to split it in half even further. Right. But, you know, who am I to decide for a person if they want to do that in a 20 cell Brill display?
That'd be fun.
And it works out for them. Why wouldn't we encourage that?
Exactly.
As long as it works for you, we're happy.
Indeed. As far as controlling it, I am very curious how this would work. Because so if you got two different screens on the left and right side of your display, could it potentially be set up where you could use like the left and right panning keys on your display to control the different screens?
Absolutely. So we have keys where you can pan independently on both sides. On the Focus Build Display, this works out of the box. We have worked together with Humanware and a company in Germany called Pappenmeyer, who are quite big in Germany. And they have also built this into their Build Displays where it will just work. And we are working with other Brill manufacturers to get it into their displays as well. So for now, it's Humanware, it's Pappenmeyer, and it's our own Focus Build Displays that support this.
Well, that's incredible. We can finally, for the first time, have a dual monitor setup. Now, what else is new here from Vispero?
So if you do not use Brill, we even have another feature, another blockbuster feature. It's called Face in View. And Face in View is supposed to help you when you are joining or just before you are joining a meeting where it's expected that you have your camera turned on. Or you want to have your camera turned on, for example, in a business meeting or when you're meeting with family and they'd like to see your face. And Face in View will actually help you position yourself in front of the camera. And it will give you directions. So, for example, it will tell you, turn left or turn right if you're sitting if you're sitting not just in front of the screen but you're looking the other way, or it will tell you move left or move right if you're sitting just beside the camera and it doesn't see you well enough. It will also tell you about the lighting, so it will tell you brightness normal, brightness high, or brightness low, and if the brightness is low, you may want to consider turning on your lamp, your light. And, you know, I use this feature all the time because, you know how it is. You, maybe sometimes you tilt the lid of your laptop down and you forget that you've done so because, of course, you don't see it. And then, you know, someone, you get in a meeting with someone and they're saying, why am I seeing your hands? Right. So, and you can just avoid that or not have to ask anyone. JAWS will just tell you.
Or if you're mean, if you've got one of those laptops with a privacy shutter on the webcam that I've always accidentally left on, this is definitely going to be good for that.
That happens to me too. And if you do that, it'll tell you that it doesn't see any face and that the brightness is extremely low. And so when it tells you that, you know, oh yeah, that's the privacy.
It's like, I can't see anything.
Closed.
That's funny.
That is incredible. Is this like a, is this on by default now with the new update, or is there a certain place you go to enable it?
Well, so the way you enable it is by a shortcut key. We are working on a more seamless way to enable it, but for now, at least you have to press the insert space followed by F followed by O.
Okay.
And that will open a window. And on that, in that window, you can actually see yourself. So you can see the view from the camera. And you can, and it will immediately start giving you feedback. So it will immediately tell you if you're sitting correctly, it will immediately tell you face is centered, your face is pointing to center. And if that's the case, then brilliant. You don't have to do anything else. However, if it tells you turn left or turn right or move left or move right, you just follow the instructions until it tells you that your face is centered and you, and you're pointing towards the center and you're good. And you can even ask more detailed information. So if you're in that window, you can tab around and find buttons to click. And those buttons will activate some of those functions. So, for example, tell me the brightness or tell me the full description. And you also have shortcuts for those. So those shortcuts you can find by pressing insert space F question mark. And we will present you with all the shortcuts that you can use in order to take full advantage of this feature.
That's super cool.
And there's one more cool thing that we added to this, and that is you can reach that by pressing insert space FP. And, you know, all this processing to detect your face is happening on device, so it's pretty snappy. It's very quick. You don't have to go to the cloud. But there is one feature that actually will go to the cloud, and that feature is Picture Smart. Now, you probably already know this from JAWS because it's been in JAWS for quite a while, but you can actually snap a photo of that little window with your photo, with your camera in there, with the view of you in there. It'll send it off to Picture Smart, and Picture Smart will actually attempt to identify what's in that picture. So if you, for example, left a cup lying around and you don't want to have that in the way, it'll tell you that there's probably a cup in the way and you can find it and, you know, move it out of the frame. And all sorts of other things like that. So Picture Smart just works seamlessly with this feature.
Wow. That's a few updates, my friend. That's not a.
I told you.
Like, hey, we have some bug fixes and security issues. No, that's
these are like blockbuster indeed.
I'm so impressed. Yeah. How do they go about upgrading or updating this software?
So there are several ways. If you have an auto-renewing home annual license, you don't really have to do anything. You can just download the new update. It will actually prompt you that there is a new update, and you can update, and you'll be completely fine. If you have an SMA that covers 2024, you will also be able to update, and it will just recognize your license, and you can use it.
Okay.
If you need an SMA, you can actually call us. Or if you need to purchase the update, you can call us, and our support will help you through the process and get you set up with the new version.
Okay. Very cool. Well, these are seriously, especially the these facing features. Oh my gosh, these are going to be incredible.
Facing view.
Yeah, facing view. Yes. I love that's a good name too. But yeah, super game changing. Indeed.
But there's even more.
Ooh, is what? There?
Okay.
Do tell.
Yes, yes. So, you know how it is. Sometimes you are developing, well, I don't know if you know how it is, but I can tell you how it is. You sometimes are developing a feature and you know you're dying to show it off to people, but it's not quite ready to call it like full-fledged.
Right.
It's not completely done yet.
Yeah.
But it's so cool. You really want to show it off. And many software companies right now have an early access program or an early adopter program where you can just opt in to actually test out new features. And we have something like that too. So we have the early adopter program.
Nice.
And in that early adopter program, we have a little nugget for those who are studying or like to study math.
Okay.
Ooh.
We have integrated a new library, an open source library called MathCat. And MathCat is already widely used.
Yeah.
And it transforms MathML to speech and Braille.
Yeah.
Now we have a solution for that in JAWS already, and it's a pretty good solution, but we think that tapping into this open source library and, you know, will bring us a more detail, better support for math. And so we have added it into JAWS as an early adopter because it's not fully baked yet.
Right.
But it's already ready to be shown off to users. So you go to your JAWS menu and you go find the EAP, which is the early adopter program, and there you can enable MathCat support. And when you enable that, our own math support goes away and you get MathCat instead.
Okay.
Dude, that's so cool. That in and of itself is awesome because there's a lot of programmers and developers who are using some pretty massive formulaic things to help with that, and that is super cool.
Yeah, especially with your like online learning platforms, there's quite a few of them that do use MathCat. I'm pretty sure I've not played with them in a number of years, but this is also another game changer.
Dude.
Yeah, we have a very good update, I feel, and of course there's a slew of bug fixes and updates for the web that make it easier to use the web, and then there is even more.
What? I feel like we're okay. Hold on. I feel like we're on this infomercial. But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's
more. The total price of not $1,000, not $250. You get like four easy payments of $49.95. No,
if you call in the next 10 minutes,
pretty good marketing for a developer.
Oh yeah.
You've been to school. You've been sitting in those marketing meetings, haven't you? That's too much. All right. What's next? Keep going. Keep going. Keep it coming.
So you know how it is. Well, sometimes in this day and age, you've got apps that update extremely frequently. For example, Microsoft Teams is an example.
Yes.
But also Microsoft Office itself and the browser. And so you know how in JAWS you can write scripts. And we have written quite a few scripts to make access in some apps easier. Excel,
right.
Word, Outlook, Teams, all those.
Yeah.
And browsers, of course. So, however, we only release JAWS once every 2 months. So we've got around an 8-week release cadence. It sometimes varies a little bit, but it's 8 weeks. That's what we're gunning for. Mm-hmm. But those apps change way more frequently.
Yeah.
And so what we've built now is a way for us to deliver tiny nuggets to all JAWS users.
Oh, nice.
For when an app changes something. So let's say we've scripted something to press a button and someone decides, well, we're going to change the name of that button. And now JAWS can no longer find it. So yeah. That script doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
We can now ship a quick update and change the name of the button, even in those scripts. The scripts will be delivered to you. You won't even need to do anything.
Wow.
It'll just reload the script and boom, it works again. And now instead of having to wait a number of weeks, you wait a number of days.
Wow.
So it's very similar to what you would find in like an iOS store, like the App Store or Google yes. Play Store, just these little tiny bug fixes and adaptations. That's super cool.
And the fact that they're automatic and you don't even have to think about them, like, you know, yeah. Teams updates, and this has happened, you know, Teams will update, they'll change the layout.
Oh, it's
and
horrible.
You're scrambling and you're trying to figure out how to use it. And yeah, so this is a great workaround.
Absolutely. And so
I wouldn't even get a workaround. I'm going to keep using the word game changer here because I can't think of any other good term right now off the top of my head. But
well, I think the point is that so many things have changed for the better, at least with this particular brand of technology, because you're stuck not only waiting for updates, but you're almost antiquated in how somebody who is blind or visually impaired uses technology versus somebody who's sighted. And I think these updates level the playing field to a point where you're being able to see things in a split screen view. You're able to position yourself in front of your screen or your camera in an appropriate way. Good lighting, good angles and all that. And it's important to be able to put people in positions to better their lives. And, you know, this is also going to help with job functionality, accountability, job placement, interview skills. A lot of those things can now help with aiding in getting a job. At least that's kind of how I'm viewing this, not only just for functionality from an office standpoint, but from a lifestyle, productivity, and work standpoint.
That's exactly how Absolutely. I'm viewing it.
Yeah, you know, and that's also the mission of this company, right, is to help people perform and do well for themselves in any activity that they want to undertake, yeah. especially using the computer, but we also, of course, have handheld devices that can help you with this. So yes, that is our mission. It's our mission to empower our clients with visual impairments. And so that's every single feature that we build is geared towards that particular goal. And, you know, we've got a lot of blind people working at our company and in the teams and also low vision people. And so, yeah. you know, they know what they want. They know what they need. Right. And we listen to our customers, of course, about what they want and what they need. And that's how we operate. That's how we decide what to build next.
Exactly. Well, that's super exciting.
There is another product.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
And ZoomText does not have – well, ZoomText has one particular enormous upgrade that I know that the team has been working on for a very long time. We actually rewrote the entire magnification engine for ZoomText.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
And it, let me tell you, it is blazing fast. It is extremely quick now. So if you're struggling in any way with ZoomText, or you think, well, it's maybe not as fast as I hoped, update. Because you will have a smooth, smooth experience now.
Okay.
Nice.
That's awesome. I'm excited to try out these features. Unfortunately, I'm not a low vision user, but I will be playing with these new features as they come out.
Yeah, and Indeed. Of course we're not done because, you know, the year is long and JAWS 2024 will receive its last update probably November next year. So there's a lot still coming.
That is true.
Oh my goodness.
We are still planning a lot of updates.
And we're probably going to have you on again.
Around of course
this time.
Yeah. I'd be happy
Indeed.
To be here.
That'd be super cool.
Indeed.
All right. So we're going to move into the segment, like Evan was saying, that we didn't have on when you were around the first time. So without further ado, it's time for our
sandwich of the week.
So Muhammad, you're in Germany, or right?
The Netherlands.
Netherlands. Oh, sorry. And so we get associated with bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwiches quite often because of our name, BLT. Right. So what is your favorite sandwich or burger or kind of anything between bread?
Oh man, there is so much. You know, there is one sandwich that's very, very extremely easy to make. You take two pieces of bread. On one, you put peanut butter. On the other, you put Nutella, chocolate.
Okay.
You slap them together and you eat it.
It's so peanut butter good. Nutella is always delicious.
It's so very good.
I love that.
Same.
Or grilled cheese and jam.
Oh,
which is the weird combination, but it is so good.
Okay.
Any kind in particular? That is interesting.
I typically use strawberry jam.
Okay.
Oh. Huh. What kind of cheese?
It's a Dutch cheese.
Okay.
Now, typically I choose a Gouda, it's called, G-O-U-D-A.
Yep. Okay.
And I eat that with it's very good.
You know, it's not, it sounds a lot more crazy than it is, but when you think about it, if you have a charcuterie board and you have your cheese and your jams and all that kind of stuff, you put it on a cracker, it's just that in a sandwich. So it's not
exactly
it's not that crazy. No, it's really not. So I absolutely love that. Evan, do you have any sandwiches or burgers or anything?
Oh, big time. I had a sandwich actually last week at work from, I forget what this place is called. It's called Bird Call. Nothing special, just like a fast food place. But they had this really good chicken parm sandwich.
Nice.
And it was like, Parmesan cheese, chicken, marinara sauce, and super fancy, my goodness, it was perfect in every way.
Yeah.
Well, mine weren't fancy either, so.
Yeah. No, you don't have to be.
They're very, very easy to make, but delicious nonetheless.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Man, mine is super simple. I love a barbecue pulled pork sandwich with some cabbage and jalapeno peppers. Yeah. And I like to put jalapenos on my barbecue. It's a little different, but you know what? Or jalapeno pickles. Those are really good too. But anyway, well, so we have a few announcements before we let Muhammad go. We have the December Gives Day, or Colorado Gives Day, which is on December 5th. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And so getting your donations started back on November 1st. So get those donations in, get them often. And Evan, we have a couple of updates to the platform. Can you talk about some of those updates?
Yes. Our feedback lines, for instance, I think we're working on those, but you can, if you want to put a question in for this episode or for this episode, for this podcast or for any of our podcasts, or if you just have any feedback for us in general, feedback@aincolorado.org is live and you can send emails to it and we will receive them.
Yep, that's super awesome. And we're getting some of those suggestions for the new Aftersight show as well. So thank you for those. Muhammad, anything final for you? Is there one little last update that you have that you were just holding on to, or is that it?
No, unfortunately, I've told you all the updates.
Unfortunately, there was a lot of updates.
Yeah.
There is actually a new update coming December 20th.
Okay.
We hope, but it could be another time.
Okay.
At any rate, there is a December update. We always release a December update.
Okay.
Stay tuned for that because there's a lot of good stuff in there too.
Well, very cool.
Indeed.
All right. Well, we're so thankful. Evan, anything final from you before we close out?
Not at all, but thank you so much, Muhammad, for again joining us on this episode of Blind Level Tech. It has definitely been I've my mind's kind of swimming now with everything, so I'm gonna have to go process it all and like look into it because
let me know what you think about it.
Yeah.
I will
be curious to know your thoughts.
Maybe I'll have some demos of it somehow. We'll figure something out for BLT for sure.
For sure.
Indeed.
Cool.
All right. Well, with all that being said, everybody, thank you so much for making Blind Level Tech just the amazing show that it is. And we're growing really rapidly. And so we can't do it without you. So again, leave that feedback at feedback@aincolorado.org. Get a hold of me or Evan or any of our other hosts for that matter, and continue to share these episodes out. Like and subscribe, rate it, because those ratings really help us get our word out for everybody who needs technology and accessible help. And we want to make sure that everybody's getting the help that they need. So share it with your friends and family, and let's get this in a lot more hands. So on behalf of Evan Starnes, the entire AINC staff and family, don't forget to plug in your devices. We'll talk to you later.
Indeed.